Thinking Aloud. Taking One for the Team by Sarah Holbrook. We practiced together, sweat and stained. We pummeled each other and laughed off pain. Teams may disagree, may tease, may blame. Teams may bicker and whine, but get down for the game. You had my back, we fought the fight. And though our score was less last night, we're walking tall. Our team came through and stuck together like crazy glue. I'm proud to say, I lost with you. A little poem in tribute to the team at St. John's and to teams everywhere who may be playing this weekend.
Is this kind of a poem about, what do they say, that misery is best with company?
No, I think...
I like it because I lost with you. At least I'm not alone.
Well, I think it's also, it's better to lose as a team than to lose as an individual. I feel sorry for people who play tennis, for example, who lose the big championship, because then they're sort of left alone to think, oh, what have I done to myself? At least if you're with a team, you can commiserate together.
That's true. Even with relays, you know, the PyeongChang Olympics is coming up.
Sure.
So on TV, they're playing lots of reruns from the Sochi Olympics as well. And looking at the relay short track skating, and I'm seeing, you know, it is a team, but you are racing individually.
Sure, yeah, you one after the other, you're doing your best to get to that goal as fast as possible.
And as a viewer of the sport, you're fighting for them, you're cheering for them, but as soon as somebody starts slacking and gets slower and slower, you find this anger and rage.
Oh my goodness.
And just all these emotions as somebody who's just watching the sport. Imagine how they feel when they're doing it, and it's a racing.
I get a feeling that part two's going to get a lot angrier. Yeah, more anger in just a few.